So I really just want to have a brief overview of my experience on YouTube. If I'm honest, it's actually a quick little jibe and a nag at what I can see on YouTube. I do try and do YouTube clips and record them and publish them myself. And in the past, you've probably known that I've done Audioboo recordings of a YouTube clip so that they both sync together and are up there live at the same time. Often with Google Plus as well, on the Hangout system. So there are many interesting avenues, particularly with the way that Google runs YouTube, to be able to publish your content. As of yet, I've still not found a consistent manner and way in which I like to do it, because at the end of the day, I still think that I'd like to integrate a bit more of a community feel. So the more people that get involved through the comments or maybe having an interview in the YouTube, the more that happens, the better. There are loads and loads of different YouTube clips out there, and the majority of the ones I watch, which I'm about to take a jibe at, are, not naming any names, but they're informative, they tell you about a service, they give you a brief overview, and often in YouTube you get lost because it's almost an internet world of its own, purely for visuals, and you do commit to pressing the play button, and in doing that you find out that actually the content you might wish to seek out that you thought you were clicking on is not the right thing. So there's a bit of a trial and error in some ways with YouTube, and it's interesting to find that I'm getting to the point where I might like a specific content, as if I was searching on Google, except I'd like specific content through YouTube. And I think what's really interesting, that this is where the criticism and the jibe comes in. I'm just baffled at the more recent videos where people still promote and say, click here to subscribe, or look over here to click on the next video. And they visually sort of point up or down at the bottom of the screen, as if they know that you're looking at a screen watching them, as opposed to seeing them in real life. And it just annoys me, quite frankly. And that's my point, I suppose. That's it. It just annoys me. I think it annoys me because sometimes old videos or new videos do this, and they try to entice people. So at the start of the video or at the end, they would ask people to subscribe, but they'd go as far as visually pointing out for ease down here, and they would be pointing down towards the bottom of the screen. And I understand that suits some people's natures. Sometimes it's overselling, sometimes it's not. But overall, when I'm on a mobile device, when I'm on my iPhone, when I'm on my Android phone, when I'm on my tablet, whether it's Apple or Android tablet or Windows ones, these are different systems, these are different beasts, and they don't often allow you to do this. They don't allow you to click interactively with the video, because the video format is just accessible to watch, the play, back, forward, that's it. So to be able to click almost like a hyperlink visual or text within, that's embedded within a video, personally I would say is outdated, and people that do that just need to stop, because I can't see how that's a trend that exists or that will carry on to exist. I just don't see how that will ever continue to be a current trend for vloggers to do, because more and more people are using devices that are customized to different mediums and types of devices, and it allows your one design interface to be applied across different devices. But that also means that the ability to build in hyperlinks into your videos doesn't exist, because video is a thing on its own that people interact with. There isn't a way in which you can interact within that, or not that I can see. I think I'm hoping I might be wrong here, and I might be saying a little bit off the wall, and I might have my facts wrong, but I don't think I do. It's just highly annoying. And for the amazing vloggers that have got so many views on that video, they've got so many followers and subscribers, I think it just brings doubts to my mind about sort of how they might have got there in some ways. Because the reality is they can upsell that, and maybe that's how they've done it, is that people look for it and go, "Oh, where is it? Now I'd like to subscribe." But for me, I just dislike any false information. I try my best to provide accurate information. So doing that is not great. If you're posting a video and publishing, accept that people might watch it. Don't ask that they follow you and subscribe you and start pointing at the screen and stuff. Just allow them to, saying, "Please subscribe." That's it. And I think that's my rant over, I guess. But it's just a little thing that I've noticed recently. And hopefully, in time, it might fizzle out as a trend too.